You know, you might be surprised to find out, I know I was, that probably a third of the first responders that are out there wearing these mobile video units, these cameras, the law enforcement people and everything else, they get them from WatchGuard Video, and they're all made in Allen, Texas, by a company called WatchGuard Video, and the founder of that company, the CEO, is Robert Vanman. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you today, Dave.
You are a certified 800-pound gorilla in a business that seems to be growing like crazy. How did you carve out this niche?
Well, we started off in the in-car video space back in 2002, and then we started dabbling with body cameras in 2010, and then we decided to go big in body cameras. Really, 2013, we began developing our own new platform, and then Ferguson, Missouri happened, and the industry exploded. We just kind of happened to be at the right place at the right time.
The evolution of this in the mind's eye has really been intriguing to watch, because initially I kept hearing first responders saying, look, we don't need to be eavesdropped. We don't need to have this and somebody looking over our shoulder all the time. But in fact, what we're seeing now is it's for their protection as much as for the accused. And we're seeing more and more people vindicated because of this video.
Yes. And, you know, if you look back at in-car video, you go back 15, 20 years, police officers were often fairly resistive to have a camera put into their car. Uh-huh. And then once the in-car video kind of saved their reputation or supported their story, then they become fans, and then they use the system more aggressively. And we're seeing the same transition with body cameras. So, you know, out of the gate, a lot of officers are resistant. It kind of feels like Big Brother. But then once they see the benefit that it has and it corroborates their story, then they don't want to leave the precinct without it.
Like I say, this is you must be seeing explosive growth in this as the adoption gets so big. But I would think that Motorola or some name that I've heard of would own this market. But WatchGuard Video in Allen, Texas, how did you do this? How do you market yourself?
Well, we do have one very substantial competitor. We're certainly not the only gorilla in our space. The other gorilla, so to speak, is Taser, or now they're called Axon. Mm-hmm. And they're very large in body cameras, and they're trying to go at the in-car video side of the space. We look at our space as law enforcement video. And between WatchGuard and Taser, or Axon, we probably make up 80% of the market.
Is this primarily a U.S. and Canadian market, or is there some adoption being seen worldwide?
You know, it's primarily, if you look at the dollars, but there is adoption worldwide. Last year we sold the Egyptian National Police, so we're in the midst of a rollout nationally in Egypt. We sold Iraq. We have deals in the UK and Mexican Federale Police, and so we're starting to see significant traction internationally.
Your facility in Allen's impressive, 140,000 square feet. What do you got? 500 or 600 employees already up there?
Well, we've got in the low 300 employees. This building that we just moved into a few months ago will house 500 employees in the current build out, but we have a phase two that'll get us to 750 employees on this property. And we had gotten spread out into five separate locations before we moved here. So it was we're counting the days to be able to move into our new building and put everybody back under one roof again.
Any challenges making this a U.S. produced product? I mean, I would guess some competitors might be eyeing, you know, Chinese and lower cost facilities.
Yes, there's we are absolutely convinced that being a true U.S. manufacturer is the right choice, particularly in our industry. You know, our products tend to be relatively expensive as in terms of a price point, but the amount of labor content in our products is actually quite small. So there's not a significant incentive to look at doing manufacturing outside of our facility.
I would guess they'd have to be pretty durable too. I mean, it's not as though you could hang an iPhone around a, you know, a SWAT officer.
Yeah, you know, we go to pretty Herculean efforts to ensure that the cameras are almost literally bulletproof. Although we have a picture on the wall here of one of our Vista cameras that actually got shot and survived. But this, we don't guarantee they're actually bulletproof.
Well, you're a busy man. You're ramping up this big new facility in Allen. You're growing your business like crazy. But I'm happy to find that you still find time for some good Eli Emosinary work. I know you're just back from Africa, where you have a pet project that you support over there.
Yeah, it's probably more than a pet. It's a pretty significant part of WatchGuard, I would say. We're involved in a national water well program in Burundi, Africa. So our mission is to bring clean water to the entire country of Burundi.
Wow.
By the year 2028. So we're behind schedule, and we're trying to get capacity up. And but it's pretty exciting for us. And
No, I was going to say, I mean, it's a noble enterprise. And the more I learn about WatchGuard Video, the more impressed I am. I mean, you give something like 10% of the profits back to the employees too?
Yes, we've been doing that since inception. We distribute 10% of our profit to employees evenly, regardless of rank or salary. And it just helps you'll give the mindset to employees that everything that we do here, you know, makes a difference. And it, you know, not every employee thinks like their owners, but it certainly, you start to see, you know, some departments being a little conservative. We don't want to impact profit share.
You know,
so they would be conservative on some sort of expenditure.
Well,
I think it's just beneficial.
And I would think that'd be good thing too right now in a tight labor market where you can retain and recruit pretty easily. WatchGuard Video, an impressive company that stretches out all over the U.S. Robert Vanman's the CEO and founder of the company. It's good to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
Well, I sure appreciate the call and enjoyed speaking with you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.